Well, hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for September 11, 2023. It's just me and Michael here, so I think I can probably cut short a lot of this. Let's see. Yeah, just
you and me.
Well, we can wait for some more people to join us. And if not, we can call it a vacation day.
Just move my microphone into place here. I even turned my printer off so people wouldn't complain about my audio.
You sound simply marvelous to me.
Yeah, working on one too many projects. My desktop is just covered in junk. I got everything from robot turtle parts to, I don't know, wiring, glue, you name it, it's up here.
You got a soldering iron up in there?
Yep, had that too. A bunch of parts. There's diodes, there's LEDs, there's resistors, everything.
Are you familiar with a, what do you call it, a video blogger, I guess, named Julian Ilett, spelled I-L-E-T-T?
No, I have never heard of it. Is it a person?
Yes, it's a person. There are many of them out there. I'm sure you've encountered this before. Maybe I'm just not describing it correctly. But, this is a person who does a lot of YouTube videos. That's why I think they're called video blogs. He must have done hundreds of them. I've been tuning into his videos off and on for years now. And I just happened to tune in recently, and one of them was a review, sort of, or an unpackaging of this little handheld soldering iron that runs off of either USB or a wall wart with a coaxial connector. And evidently that's one of his favorite soldering tools now, and it looks kind of interesting. So I was thinking about I might do some investigating and maybe buy one and give it a try. I'm not sure how much the thing costs. It looks like it shouldn't be very expensive. It's really only about the size of a fancy pen, like a cross fountain pen. But it's got the heating element in it, and it's got a very a fine point heating tip, and it's got a small LCD. Is it LCD or LED? I'm not sure what the display technology is, but anyway, it has a display on there to tell you things like the tip temperature and I guess other parameters of it. And it looks very handy. It's very small. It's really like writing with a pen instead of holding a big soldering iron. Even a nice soldering iron like a Hacko or a Weller or whatever. Anyhow, let's see. Ken has joined us. KD9NDJ, hi. It's just us chickens this week.
KD9FJ in the group of V6UX. Yeah, the problem with those soldering irons is that when you do a little bit of common arithmetic and I equals E over R, etc., you're going to find that the max they have is about 8 watts, and 8 watts isn't enough to do a whole lot of stuff. There are things that people stick on their soldering irons that I think is weird, like really sharp pointy tips, which don't distribute heat worth a hoot because they're too fine at the product that you're using. People don't understand the differences in solder, the fact that tin-based solder instead of lead-based solder, or lead and tin-based solder, melts at a higher temperature. They don't get the difference between 60-40 lead solder and 63-40 or 37 as well. There's a whole pile into that. I don't watch YouTube videos as a general rule. I find that if you want to find a whole lot of idiots, just go to YouTube.
Well, that's true, but it works both ways. Even the non-idiots sometimes do things on YouTube. And I think he was saying that this thing was supposed to be good up to about 40 watts. So, like I said, it just looked very cute, and it was worth maybe some further investigation. I have not ordered one yet. Let's see there. Hello, Ken. I actually have kind of a question for you.
89FJ, this is 89NDJ. Did you call me?
Yes, I copied. You sound a little strange. I'm not sure how to describe it. But I copied you 100%.
Okay, strange is because I've got a mouthful of ice cream. That's a technical term.
Right. Is that a metric mouthful or an imperial mouthful?
It's an imperial mouthful by gum, an imperial.
Okay, well, I'm up for that. I think the imperial mouthful is like 1.1 times the metric mouthful, so more to enjoy.
Anyway, I'm slightly late getting onto the net, and when I keyed in, I heard a discussion going on about something technical. So if you had a question for me, I'm totally unprepared. I did not do my homework. This is KD9NDJ.
Well, the question I have for you is totally non-ham related, and considering that we don't have many hams in here tonight, I think that means this is a perfectly apropos time for me to ask it, I guess. Otherwise, I would have waited until the next time I talked to you on a Tuesday. But anyway, I read a thing in the paper about a thrift shop in Rantoul. I think it's called Seek and Find or something like that, something similar to that. Are you familiar with that? I think it is located on the street that your house is on, Girard, right? So I thought I would ask to see if you have visited that place.
Wow, Wayne, this news to me, but I'm very interested in finding out more. I just love thrift shops, so maybe I should stroll up the street a little bit later and check it out. That sounds cool. What's it called again?
Well, as well as I can remember it, it is Seek and Find. I think it's a reference to a Bible verse. The guy who runs the place was one of the founders of the Salt and Light thrift shop down here in Champaign. So it's kind of a similar, at least the way he named it.
I'm heading upstairs to see if KD9OVW, a.k.a. Dell, knows anything about it. Wayne is talking about... hang on, I'm going to key off. Hang on just a second, Wayne. So, I talked to Dell, and she's sitting here. She has a mouthful of food, too, so she's going to sound a little funny. But she can tell you about Seek and Find. Hang on a second, this is KD9OVW.
Good evening, Wayne. What do you need to know about Seek and Find?
Well, it sounds like you've been there, so a brief review would be welcome. But mainly, as I understand it, it's located on the same street that your home is on, and I'm wondering how far, like north or south of your house, is it located? So if I was going to drive up there and visit the place, that would give me an idea of where it is.
Wayne, it's easy to find. It's right next to the Rantoul Police Station. And it's about what? 1, 2, 3. About 3, maybe 4 blocks north of us. 9OBW.
Okay, I can picture where that's at, so no problem finding it. Thank you for that. Have you been there? Is it a nice place to shop?
I've been there once. I haven't been there lately. It seemed like an okay place to shop. And like I said, it's a safe place to shop since it's right next door to the police station.
Do you recall offhand if there are, let me back up and say that down here in Champaign, the Salt and Light thrift shop and also the Goodwill thrift shop, they have special deals on different days of the month. And in particular, like Salt and Light, Tuesday is, what would you call it, Seniors Day. Seniors 55 and older get a 25% discount. With Goodwill, it's on Wednesday, and it's only a 20% discount. So, you know, if this place in Rantoul has a similar deal, that's probably when I would want to go and check it out.
Well, Wayne, I have a doctor appointment tomorrow at noon, but I would be perfectly willing to walk down there tomorrow and take a look at the surroundings and find out what the deal is down there. I mean, I haven't been there in probably over 6 months.
Okay, well, you know, you don't have to go out of your way, but if it's something that you would be inclined to do anyway, yeah, give it a look, and let's see, was there something else? Oh, yeah, I understand that they probably have a website, and I was going to just Google Seek and Find Rantoul, and I expected that would probably find it, but anyway, anything that you can dig up on your reconnaissance there, I would be interested in learning about it. So, I see we have a new station has joined us, Harold, N4RNW, down there in Florida. And as you can see, Harold, we don't have a crowd here this week, and we're talking about non-ham stuff. Although, in the chat, we are talking some kind of techie stuff in the chat down there. But, yeah, I think this is going to be one of our low turnout nets. Let me just pass the mic to you and see if you have any greetings or any news down your way worth sharing.
Well, hello, Wayne, and hello to the multitudes out there. N4RNW here in Southwest Florida, Fort Myers, Florida. Really nothing happening down here. It was hot down here today, and we were relieved the last few days to see that hurricane in the Atlantic is not going to blast us over here in Florida. I really haven't checked the weather all day, but last I heard yesterday it was supposed to turn north and go that way. So we're happy about that. Otherwise, everybody have a good night, good day over on the other side of the world, and back to you, Wayne, N4RNW.
Okay, thank you, Harold. And now I see a new call sign pop up, and I do not recognize this one. Whiskey Alpha 1, Echo Alpha Whiskey. David in Aiken, South Carolina. So, for your benefit, let me rewind and say that this is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot. It stands for Super Dimension Fortress. It's an anime thing. I'm not really into anime, so I can't really explain it to you, but I think there's a thing called Macross, M-A-C-R-O-S-S. If you Google that, you can learn all about the anime thing. On the other hand, if you're just interested in a public access Unix system, you can go to sdf.org, and you can sign up for a free account, and you can do all kinds of neat Unix-y stuff. I hope you know what Unix means. If not, ask away. It looks like we do not have a big turnout for this week's net, so we're talking about all kinds of stuff, not necessarily ham radio this week. Anyhow, I am Alpha Bravo 9, Foxtrot Juliet. I'm the net control operator for this net. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu, GMT, UTC, whatever you want to call it. I think it's basically the local time in London, England. We like to have a question of the week to kickstart our discussions, but we don't have one this week, so anything is fair game. And, okay, if you've been listening to me here, it's time for you to come forward and say, well, we know your call sign, and I think we know your handle. We'd like to know your QTH, and if you happen to have an SDF username, we'd like to know that. And let me just say that I see VK6BQQ has joined us as well. Hi, Reg. You'll be up next. So, WA1EAW, you have the mic.
Well, good evening all. This is WA1EAW, and my name is David, and I am in
Aiken, South Carolina, USA. And Aiken is fairly close to Augusta, Georgia. And that's where they play that big golf tournament once a year. I think it's in April, the Augusta National. That's about the only thing that I can give as a landmark. Although there are a lot of interesting things around Aiken, it's considered an equestrian town. In other words, there's a lot of horse activities, you know, as in equine horse. So, you know, people come from all over and they race their horses here and they stay for the winter, etc. But I just stumbled across the tech link and it sounded interesting, so I thought I'd tune in. And I'm also interested a little bit more in knowing superdimensional forces. Okay, that sounds interesting, but what is it? WA1EAW, back to net.
All right. Well, as I said, it's a public access Unix system. Now, back in the day, I'm thinking back in the 80s and 90s, it was a pretty popular movement to set up. It was kind of like a bulletin board, but it used Unix instead of an MS-DOS or Windows-based bulletin board software package. And so you would get a shell account on this Unix machine, and that would give you access to email, Usenet news back in the day. Gosh, what else did they offer in those days? Well, you could probably write some C programs if you wanted to. I forget what all people did with a Freenet account back then. But anyway, SDF was kind of born out of that era. I think the birth date is sometime in June of 1987, and it's been continuously operating ever since. It's gone through several permutations of hardware and even operating system. I think they tried Linux for a while and decided that was not adequate, and they went back to, I think we're NetBSD 9 now. I don't really have a good speech. I should have. But anyway, if you go to sdf.org, there's all kinds of stuff there on the homepage that you can learn about what's available. You can do a lot for free, but if you're willing to pay a little bit, you can get even more. So I'd say it's really a bargain. For very little money, you can get a lot of service out of it. And so I would really suggest that you go and look at the homepage and search around. And if you have a question, you can come back and ask a question. So let's see, I'm looking back at the dashboard. I don't see any new call signs there, but let me pass it back to David to see if he has a question.
Okay, so superdimensional forces is really an Echolink conference revolving around that asset on the web, if you'll pardon the term. I am looking at it. It looks very interesting. And I will certainly join it and come back. And so you're on, essentially, it sounds like you're on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, which is midnight Greenwich. I don't think London's actually in the Greenwich. I think they're just 1 hour the other side, you know, our side, which would be a plus. So anyway, thank you very much, and I will clear for now, but I'll be monitoring, and have a good evening, or next day, or Monday, whatever it is. So take care. WA1EAW listening. Then is that?
Okay, just a couple things, corrections. As I said, I'm not really into anime, so I'm not really an expert on this, but my understanding is that the Macross anime story involves an extraterrestrial spaceship that crash lands on Earth, and I guess there are some Earth people who find it, and they work together to repair it and get it active again. And, well, like I said, I'm not really an expert on this anime stuff, but the term is Super Dimension Fortress, as in, you know, a fortified location. So I guess this spaceship is supposed to be, you know, potentially a warship, maybe. But like I said, I'm not really an expert on it. And the other thing is, yes, we operate on UTC or GMT. So the net is always at midnight on Monday morning, or, you know, it's kind of weird. You know, I think half of the population, when you say midnight, they think, oh, that's 1 minute after 23:59. In other words, that's the last minute of the day, as opposed to the other half, people like me, who think that midnight is the beginning of the new day. So we say zero GMT Monday, the beginning of Monday at the zero longitude line. I'm babbling. I think you get the idea, though. So. Yes, here in the United States, I'm in the central time zone, so it's either 6 p.m. or 7 p.m. on Sunday evening. And, of course, you're an hour later over there in the eastern time zone. was there something else I wanted to say? There probably was, but I'm forgetting it now. Let me check the dashboard again. I don't see any new call signs, but it's about time for me to go back to VK6BQQ and let Reg have a say. Okay, I'm guessing that Reg is off getting a second cup of coffee or has some other distraction, and he will be back with us shortly. Would anyone else like to pipe up and offer a comment?
V6UX.
Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, I posted a whole pile of stuff about that soldering iron / station. Some of the people who are good at soldering can use an 8-watt iron. But it's pretty slight for doing a lot of work. Super Dimensional Fortress, I posted two links, one for how to watch it on Prime if you got Amazon Prime, and the other one's the IMDb link to Macross, which tells you about the show itself. Since SDF comes out of Japan, it probably comes from some younger people. When they first started it, that's probably why they call it SDF V6UX.
Yes, I think the site has been called that from the beginning, back in the 80s. So it's we're not talking about something new. Like I said, I never got into anime, but people who do get into anime are familiar with the concept, and so they recognize it instantly, I guess. Anyhow, I should probably check it out sometime and watch it. I might not fall in love with it, but at least I would understand what it's all about. Now, let me say that I see that the Ham Conference has joined us. So that means it's time for me to rewind once again for the benefit of those news stations out there just tuning in, that this is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, that stands for Super Dimension Fortress. It's a public access unit system, and you can learn more about it by directing your web browser to sdf.org. You can sign up for a free shell account and email and website and the Gopher and, gosh, all kinds of neat stuff. So give it a try. Sierra Delta Foxtrot dot Oscar Romeo Golf, and I see VK2DY is down there in the chat. Hi, Robert. So at this point, I am at AB9FJ Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet. My handle is Wayne Whiskey Alpha Yankee November Echo. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, a couple hours drive south of Chicago for those of you outside the United States, and my SDF username is JWH. And those are the four bits of information that we like check-ins to provide. If you don't have an SDF username, well, you know, you don't have one. All right. But we like to know your call sign, your handle, and your QTH. So all of you guys out there on the ham conference, if you're itching to check into our little net here, then it's time to come forward with your call sign. And I can take more than one at a time, so you can ride each other's coattails. This is AB9FJ, waiting for check-in.
VK2DY.
Okay, well, we got one there, VK2DY. So why don't you go ahead, Robert? Let us know what's on your mind. We don't really have a topic this week. We've been talking about some non-ham stuff, so anything that you can think of is fair game. Okay, I think perhaps Robert got distracted there. We'll come back for him in a moment. How about going back to VK6BQQ? Reg, would you like to join us?
AB9FJ in the group, VK6BQQ. Yeah, I just got distracted there, the better half. She's, I'm not sure what she was doing there, but man, she was making some noise. Anyway, all good. Well, it's good to see all the folks in here this morning. Especially that W-A-1-A-E-A-W, David. Great to have him aboard. Nothing too much to report here. It's Monday morning, garbage time, so the bins are out, and hopefully we'll get things sorted here this morning. But all is good. Back to Reg in VK6BQQ, Western Australia.
Okay, thank you, Reg, and I probably should, maybe I should just pass it back to you, though. W-A-1-E-A-W, I think he just discovered the TechLink conference recently, and he doesn't know all the things that are available on this conference. So if you would like to tell him about the things that happen, like on Fridays, why don't you go ahead and do that now?
Well, very kind of you, sir. Yes, our TechLink conference has been going for several years. All started out in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. We called it the Friday Night TechNet. And, it's been going on for quite a number of years. We have it from Saturday morning to Friday night, so we do time travel. And, of course, Michael, he's over in Calgary, Alberta, started things up with me many moons ago, which we really appreciated, so... Yeah, a little bit about our TechLink, TechNet conference, and some fun around the various things that we have here. But our TechNet carries on at 8 o'clock Western Australia, and we carry on back to Friday night. So a little bit of interest there, and if he's interested, qrz.com, VK6BQQ. Little bit of a website there, and they can explain too what we have to offer with our conferences, TechLink. Back to you, Wayne, and thank you, VK6BQQ Australia.
Okay, well, my pleasure there, Reg. And while you were talking there, I heard some propeller activity overhead there. All right, so let's see. Michael is posting the link there to the QRZ, to the website, or the page there for VK6BQQ. VK2DY, if you're ready to go, it's your turn.
VK2DY here, Robert in Northwestern Sydney. Problem when you use your mobile phone for your... ham radio communications, and you get a call, it sort of disconnects you. But I'm back anyway. It was a quick call, and just a personal one, so nothing of any note. Other than that, it is currently, what is it here, about 15 degrees, I think? Yeah, it looks like about 15.4 degrees, which puts it about 60 Fahrenheit. Sun is shining, sky is blue. By the end of the week, we'll be pushing the 30s. So it looks like it's going to be that kind of year. Some years you have long extended springs. Some years you have short springs and summer comes instantly. And the feel, looking at the long-range forecast, I think this is one where the summer comes early. But it is what it is, as they say. Was there a question today, VK2DY?
No, no question today. And just to give the weather report here, according to this remote thermometer I have here, it is 73 degrees Fahrenheit outside. And I think that's about halfway between 16 and 28 Celsius. So let's call it about 22 Celsius, something like that. Really comfortable weather. Of course, it was a little bit warmer earlier today, and it'll get a little bit cooler further into the evening here. It's 19:36 local time. Let's see. I do not see any news stations joining us, but maybe there's someone out there on the ham conference who's been waiting for their chance, so please come now with your call sign. Okay, so no new check-ins from the ham conference. Does anyone else want to do a recheck?
WA1EAW, recheck?
Go ahead, David.
Well, I would like to ask our two Australian participants tonight, what's happening in Australia? I mean, here I am in Aiken, South Carolina, and, you know, my sources of news locally are very, very limited. And, you know, I could go to some websites and look around, reputable or otherwise. But, yeah, what's happening in Australia these days? I'm very interested. And, Reg, if you're sort of at the other end of Australia, I know Australia is huge. In fact, is it bigger than the United States, but not quite as big as Russia? Anyway, what's happening in Australia, if you don't mind me asking? WA1EAW, back to net.
Okay, well, I'm going to let Reg and Robert respond to you, and I'm going to sit back and wait until you guys tell me you're done.
Just to let you know, too, we have another station in there. Oh, he disappeared on us. WA1EAW, David. Thank you for coming along. Yes, my name is Reg. We're here in Western Australia, and well, right now it's kind of cool this morning, but they tell me the temperatures are going to increase here a little bit for us. But yeah, we've been doing what we call the Friday Night TechNet for 22 years, I think. And of course, we get on our TechLink node and the conferences and have quite a number of folks checking in, but lots of news, and well, to get involved in it could be a disaster, along with our aviation participants, but we do have quite a following, so it's been kind of interesting. And of course, we have our folks in from Florida. They come in to us, and then Mr. Worth pops in from his area. So it's kind of an interesting get-together on a Saturday morning back to Friday night. But to get... Robert probably can tell us a little bit more on his participants and whatnot on the ham conference. So I'll give it back to you for a moment, and then maybe... The ham conference can give you some information. WA1EAW from VK6BQQ, Western Australia.
WA1EAW, I hope you will take this the right way, or the way I'm meaning it. It's interesting. Very few people will answer a question with an answer that's related to the question. I asked about Australia. I didn't ask about the net. I'm curious. I don't know what's going on. I mean, I know there's politics. I know there's disasters. I know there's freak weather occasionally, fires, and all kinds of news, and that's what I was after. I'm kind of curious what's been happening, what's on the, you know, the front burner in Australia these days. Maybe you don't want to answer that, and that's fine, and that could have been a very polite dodge. But if you don't mind, and again, I say this with all sincerity and humbleness, I'm very interested in what's going on in Australia, and I wonder if you could tell me some of the local, regional, or national news. Thank you, WA1EAW.
AB9FJ here, and I just want to mention that we do have sort of a time limit here. We have about a one-hour time slot for our net. So we still have 18 minutes left, which is, you know, quite a lot of time. So I just want to let you know, though, that if you hang around on this conference after the SDF net is over, you can probably have QSOs with people down under, you know, all day. AB9FJ.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute. I think I'm transmitting. Okay. All right. I will do that. And so this is an open line between certain times. Is there a schedule, or is it just like a party line that's open continuously? Back to Net.
Well, I'm not the authoritative source of information here. I think the actual owner of this conference is VE6UX, and I will defer to him to correct what I'm about to say. But this is a conference that is available. He has made this conference available to our group for our net for this one-hour time slot on every Monday at 0 GMT, and we appreciate that very much. And he's also made it available for, as Reg said, the TechNet net and the Flying Pig net, and I'm sure there are other ones that I'm not even aware of. But so this is like a meeting place that various groups call home. I think that kind of sums it up. So I'm going to pass it over to Michael, the E6UX, to see if he wants to further explain.
Yeah, to find my link here, I can't find it offhand. We have three nets that run on TechLink. Friday Night TechNet, well, four on Friday Night TechNet. Flying Pigs, which is right after the Friday Night TechNet. We have on Tuesday the Mississauga Amateur Radio Club net, and on Sunday the SDF net, Sundays at 00:00 UTC. I make this conference available to anybody that wants to run a net. They just have to email me. It's at the bottom of the conference list, v6ux@hamnet.ca. And if anybody wants to give others a hand on the net, we'll give up the password so they can help control the net as well. This net here runs for an hour from midnight to 1 a.m. or 1:00 100. I guess you can't use the a.m. when you're doing 24-hour clock. And usually there's somebody in and out of here most of the night. Reg tends to hang out in here when he's not doing anything else or talking to someone else, the VE6UX.
Okay, my little yellow bolt usually. Okay, well I'm talking. Okay, well that's a very good summary. I appreciate that. And yes, I will make. I have been on this this conference or conference channel, so to speak, a couple of times in the past. I've used Echolink pretty heavily over the last several years. So I'm familiar with all the different things, but that's a very generous offer that you make, and let me give that some thought. Now, you know, I'm not sure if I could participate one way or the other, but, you know, let me give it some thought, and I definitely will monitor it from time to time. Yeah, I mean, I just love to know what's happening in the world, and I don't want to go on because you've got limited time, but thank you very much, Michael, for that, and I'm sorry I got you confused with Robert. All right, back to Net.
Okay, let's see, Michael or Reg or Robert, if you have anything to add to what we've talked about to David there, come now.
VK2DY, I don't know how to do this briefly here. I'll try to just be very brief. Reg, just to answer your question about Australia, Reg is in near Perth. He's in Jandakot, and I'm near Sydney on the opposite side of the country. It's roughly 3,000 miles, 4,000 kilometers, give or take a little bit. Australia is about the size of continental U.S. That is U.S. without Alaska and Hawaii. So that's the size of the country. And I'm the owner of the Ham Conference. The Ham Conference is a long connection with Michael and TechLink, and we try to support each other. I think he's hosted the Ham Conference at times. We picked up TechLink when they had some issues, and so I think there's a mutual respect between our two conferences. But we are independent conferences, and we do our own things. So a Ham Conference basically picks up a bunch of different nets. The things that we have that are our own are the WIA and the amateur WIA News, Wireless Institute of Australian News, and the Amateur Radio New South Wales News. We carry both of those and do callbacks for both of those. We also do, when there is an ARIS contact, that is a contact from the space station with an Australian school, we rebroadcast the audio and do check-ins for that as well. But other than that, we pick up a bunch of different nets from a bunch of different sources. At the top of the hour, I'll be switching us over to a net over on, I think it's in Chattanooga. It's on the Southeast Conference link, Southeast link conference. It is what it is. EchoLink is able to interlink tremendously, and so everything's linked to everything else, and you never quite know where it's all coming out. It's sort of a funny system in a way. But if you connect two conferences that are connected to each other, connect them to each other, anyway, you can get a lot of feedback. I've seen that. That just happened yesterday on one of the nets I was on. Somebody cross-connected, and it echoes. Anyway, I won't talk any longer. VK2DY, back to net.
Hey, Robert, is there a schedule for the nets that are on the Ham Conference, like on QRZ or QSL.net?
I think Dave, GW8SNL, keeps up a website that we have, ANZEL, A-N-Z-E-L, dot radio is our own domain that we own, there should be a calendar there that Dave's been keeping up. EK2DY.
Okay, Alpha Mike Zulu dot was that November Echo Tango?
It was for me. It's Alpha November Echo and no Alpha November Zulu Echo Lima dot radio.
Okay, sorry, I must have heard it wrong. Anyway, thanks for that. Let's see. David, do you have any reply?
Well, I have learned more today about EchoLink and some of the great conferences on it, and I really appreciate the information. So, thank you, and I will hang out more. WA1EAW, back to net.
Okay, cool. So as we're getting close to the end of our hour here, do we have any other rechecks from or new check-ins for our net this week?
November Bravo, Zero X-Ray.
Oh my gosh, a voice from the past. Hi, Matthew. Welcome back.
Hi, Wayne in the net. Yeah, I've just been trying to get on. I keep missing the nets every week, but hopefully I can meet a little more regularly. But just wanted to check in today, say hi, and see how everything was going with everybody. I know Eric had wanted to check in on the DMR link last week. I'm still working on that. Just been kind of slipped down my queue some, but I will be getting back to that and hopefully getting the DMR stuff set up again so we have that opportunity to participate as well. So just wanted to say hi to everybody, and this is NB0X, back to net.
Okay, fine business, Matthew. Good to hear from you again. Hope we'll hear more from you in the future. Thanks for joining us this week. Anyone else, please call now.
Yeah, VK6BQQ returning. NB0X, my goodness. You do get around, and thank you for being here. My goodness, great to hear you in. Yes, we hear you coming in on our nets. And Matthew, it's been great to hear you. I believe you're still over California way.
NB0X returning. No, actually now, this is kind of why I've been missing in action for a couple of years. We've relocated now to the mountains of New Mexico, south central New Mexico, Lincoln County. A lot of history here. Billy the Kid rode and had his regulators just about 10 or 15 miles east of where we're at, and the Trinity nuclear test is about where the Trinity nuclear test site's about 70 miles west of where we're at. So we're in the little mountain community town of Ruidoso, New Mexico. It's a little resort town up in the mountains, and it's really nice here. The weather's been really great, and I've really been enjoying it. But lots of stuff happened in the last couple of years, so it's just been keeping me busy. I'm hoping things will start settling down now. But there was some family issues. My mother-in-law passed, and my brother passed, and so we just lots of things happening the last couple of years. But like I said, hopefully it's settling down, and we'll be able to play some more radio. Anyways, this is NB0X back to net.
NB0X in the group, VK6BQQ. Well, that's sort of an issue, isn't it? My goodness. Well, I'm sorry to hear all that information. Listen, there's another station out there in New Mexico, WA6XO. Perhaps you've heard from him. He more or less connects in with us in our Hamilton, Ontario network. So you might want to listen to him and see what happens. But his call, WA6XO. I'm not sure what his name was, but he's in New Mexico, too. So good to hear you in here, sir. WBOX from VK6BQQ Australia.
Okay. I didn't want to cut off anybody there, but I didn't hear any comeback from Matthew. So would anyone else like to give another comment before we close the net?
AB9FJ, BQ6BQQ. Well, it's been a good net, and really appreciate all the different folks that have checked in here. My goodness, particularly David. Now, he's over in the east side, I think, of the States, but lots of things happening, that's for sure. And great to hear Matthew in here. My goodness, been a while. Back to net, BK6BQQ Australia.
Okay, well, yes. Reg, it has been a very interesting net. I mean, when it started out, it was just me and Michael. And I was thinking that this is going to be a very short net with just the two of us. But very quickly, a few other people joined us, and it turned out to be a nice social net. We didn't have a technical topic, really. And that reminds me that I was going to mention, you know, before the net tonight, I reviewed the topics that we've talked about in the years past. You know, we've been doing this net for, I think, 5 or 6 years now. So we've had a lot of topics, and some of them we've repeated, you know, the really popular topics. And so I was reviewing the topics to see if there was one that was due for a repetition, and I didn't really find one. But I think that what I'm going to do is probably post the list of topics to the mailing list so that everyone can see what we've talked about before, and they can either say, oh yeah, that's a good topic, we need to do that, you know, like every year or something like that, or they can say, you know, we haven't talked about you know, and suggest a new topic. So keep your eye on your mail there, and watch for that to come. All right, so it's 1958 local time here. That's 0058 Zulu. Down to the last minute here. So do we have any new check-ins or rechecks before I wrap up this net? Okay, nothing heard. So this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net at, let's call it, 0059 Zulu. If you would like to, I don't think the AfterNet in the DMR talk group is still up, but keep stay tuned in for future details about that. So, but you can always join us in COM in the Anon Radio Room on SDF. This is AB9FJ saying 73, everyone.
AB9FJ in the group, VK6PQQ. Well, it's good to hear you in, sir, and thank you for everything you're doing out there. Really appreciate that. And, of course, David coming in here, that's fantastic. So I'm hoping there's some information that he can pass along, or we can pass along to him. All good. Thank you, Wayne. 73VK6PQQ listening.
Well, thank you too, Reg. You're one of the regulars who we could we depend on week after week. You're here to keep the flow going. So 73, Reg, AB9FJ.
WA1EAW, David, have you got any questions for us? I get kind of lost at what I'm doing here. I've had a bit of a stroke, and sometimes it fails me, but... if you have any questions at all, please help out and give us a call. VK6PQQ, Reg here in Jandakot, West Australia.